Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here's your evening news for Tuesday, March 25th. Two teenagers from Scarborough are facing charges following a robbery in Georgian Bluffs. Grey Bruce OPP say last August, officers responded to a report of a robbery at a business on Highway 6 and 21 in Georgian Bluffs. The suspects made off with items worth less than $5,000 after a security guard tried to confront them. On March 20th, police arrested a 17-year-old and 15-year-old from Scarborough and have charged them with robbery with violence and assault with a weapon. One person still remains outstanding in relation to this investigation. A suspect has been arrested by Grey Bruce OPP in relation to a theft from the Meaford LCBO. Earlier this year, police responded to a theft complaint at the LCBO where an unknown person entered the business and stole over $1,000 worth of alcohol. Then, earlier this month, police arrested a 24-year-old from Brampton and charged them with theft under $5,000, possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000, and failing to comply with a probation order. The accused was released and is set to appear in court in Owen Sound. Four Northern Bruce Peninsula firefighters are being recognized for their over 20 years of service. During a council meeting on Monday, Mayor Milt McKeever and Fire Chief Jack Burt presented the Fire Service's Exemplary Service Medal to Mark Houghton, Raywood Plum, Jeff Cadley, and Andrew Vogan. Houghton and Plum were also awarded the Provincial Long Service Medal for their 25 years of service. Here is Mayor McKeever.
Being a volunteer, it's not their regular job, but they're called upon at any time, whether it be Saturday, Sunday, state holiday, and to respond to emergencies in our community.
Burt was also recognized after he was awarded the King Charles III Coronation Medal in Owen Sound earlier this month. In national news, during a campaign stop in Vaughan, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre was asked directly what his plans were for federal social programs like dental care, pharmacare, and $10 a day daycare. In the past, he has declined to answer, but today he said he would protect the dental and pharmacare programs. With regard to childcare, he just agreed that there should be affordable daycare in the country. Carney also outlined a series of defense-related spending initiatives, including pay raises for Canadian Forces members, expanding the capabilities of the Navy, pumping money into equipment, and meeting NATO requirements within 5 years. And on the heels of a Globe and Mail story today saying the Canadian Security Intelligence Service has reports that agents of India meddled in the 2022 leadership election of Pierre Poilievre, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh pounced on Poilievre's fitness as a potential prime minister.
The only reason he chose not to is because he wanted to put his party and his partisan interests ahead of the country. That, to me, disqualifies you as a prime minister candidate. It's not someone that we can trust.
Liberal leader Mark Carney was in Halifax, where he also slammed Poilievre for failing to get security clearance, saying it was baffling when Canada is facing increased threats. In sports, in the PJHL Schmalz Cup playoffs, Fergus is at Hanover at 8 tonight, as Hanover leads 2-0. And in the NHL, Toronto is hosting Philadelphia at 7. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.